This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Is inflation decreasing? You've probably been hearing, as I have, that inflation is going down. But that is why you should be skeptical when you hear about such claims. It would be accurate to say the rate of inflation is going down, but inflation itself is increasing. We can all probably remember when the inflation rate peaked at over 9%. Now the inflation rate is one-third of that percentage. But that still means that prices are going up based on the Consumer Price Index, which I've explained in previous commentaries isn't the most accurate measure of inflation. Here is another way to look at the inflation trend. The annual rate in 2021 was 7%. It was 6.5% in 2022, and last year 3.5%. If you run the numbers, that means the average prices have risen 17% over a three-year period. Of course, you don't need all these numbers to know that inflation is still a reality in your world. I have a friend who tracks rising prices and inflation by recording the cost of bananas. I know of a YouTube producer who oftentimes uses the rising price of a Big Mac to illustrate inflation. And there have been misinformation about the impact of inflation. A few years ago, I began to collect articles telling us that inflation is good. I have one article with the title, Inflation is Good for You, and a CNN article with the title, Why Inflation Can Actually Be Good for Everyday Americans and Bad for Rich People. Their argument is that inflation favors debtors. While that is true, any small benefit is offset by rising prices at the gas pump and grocery store. Once again, you should be skeptical when politicians and the media misinform you about the rate of inflation and its impact on our lives. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Critical Race Theory, go to viewpoints.info/CRT.